Good morning, everyone. This is Faye Morrow, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center for Anne Arundel County. Welcome to Volunteer Voice. This morning's guest is Michelle Fauntleroy, Public Relations Chair for the Junior League of Annapolis, and herself, of course, a volunteer. Michelle, it's so nice to see you.
Great to see you too, Faye.
And welcome to this cold, wintry day.
That's right. It's winter. It's appropriate.
I know it is.
We can't have warm weather in February all month.
Right? I guess not. I'm sorry to say. Well, you're kind of warming things up over at the Junior League. I know you have a lot that's coming up. But before we get into that, can you give us kind of an overview? The Junior League of Annapolis has been around a long time, but you do such new and fantastic things for the community. I'd love people to hear a little bit about your recent activities.
Sure. Okay. Well, the Junior League, we take seriously our training of volunteers to be effective leaders in the community. So we are continuously looking at new opportunities to make an impact in the community. And currently we're working on literacy programs and developing those to help children be reading ready when they go to school. So we're investigating the best ways to do that in the Annapolis, Anne Arundel area. And also, we've just published the Teen Resource Guide, right? So you were talking about that as well.
It's really a wonderful guide. I'm looking forward to seeing the update.
And you can get that on our website. So that's a guide with 35 different categories of resources for teens. So entertainment, any kind of resource that they might need to investigate something they're curious about or a problem or an issue. So it's a wonderful guide, and we distribute it to teachers and all sorts of people around the county, leaders in the county, and then you can also get it on our website at jlannapolis.org.
Great. And I know you have additional work that you're doing. What's really interesting to me, Michelle, is that so many of the things you develop and the projects that your members work on, it gets to a point where you're able to then hand them off to another organization. And tell us about one or two of those.
Right. Well, one thing we've done at the Anne Arundel Medical Center, we've been interested in young mothers, so teens that have babies, to make sure they have the resources and the prenatal care that they need and get off to a great start. And we have a mentoring program, so if they so they can continue in school and help, you know, raise a healthy child and be happy in their lives. So we've developed that program, and now we've handed that off, the whole mentoring program, to Anne Arundel Medical Center. So we still support that. Right now, our provisional class, which is our training year in the Junior League of Annapolis, they're putting together 120 baby bags for all the new mothers that are expected in the next year, full of all sorts of supplies they'll need. So they have, you know, a nice gift as they get going.
And of course, as you've mentioned, the emphasis on children, you're also working with foster kids now.
Yes, we do a lot with foster care, and that's something we've been interested in and we're developing. We've had a very successful Jingle Bell Jubilee, which is a fabulous, big, huge party for over 300 foster children and their foster families. We had that in Annapolis. We have Santa Claus and activities, and we have a big, wonderful lunch that's donated by a lot of local restaurants. And we gave out over $15,000 worth of gifts this year. So we did all the work to partnered with other organizations in the community. So each child had a bag of gifts wrapped for them individually. So it's a great way to honor the foster families and give the foster children and their families, you know, a great fun party. But we're also very active in Harmony House. We sponsored one room under the C room. So Harmony House is a place where foster children and their biological families can have a nice, safe, calm, pleasant place to meet and try and help work towards getting back together. And so we worked on that room. And now our newest effort is working with the Department of Social Services to develop an independent transitional living program for foster teens. So as teenagers mm-hmm. age out of foster care, we want to make sure they have the supports they need to become independent. And that can be a real struggle for them. So we're looking at all the ways to help with that.
Now, this is a lot going on. It requires a lot of skill on the part of your members. So training, I know, is a big part of your program.
Yes.
And you mentioned that, in fact, the first year of a Junior League member is spent with leadership and other community-based trainings.
Absolutely. So generally how we work is we have an open house in the spring and in the summer, and all women, adult women, are invited to come and come to an open house and see what we're all about and learn about what we do in the community, all our community outreach projects. And then there's a specific training program the first year that you are in the Junior League of Annapolis. So that's all laid out for you. And then once you complete that first year successfully, so you learn about the community, the needs in the community outreach, and then the fundraisers, then you can be voted in as an active member.
And I know you have a couple of things coming up in March where people can come and learn more about you and have some fun at the same time.
Right.
Can you quickly tell us about that, Michelle?
Yes. Well, we have a Kids in the Kitchen initiative, which is going to be at Whole Foods. It's really a fun program. And what's the date?
March 8th.
Right. March 8th at noon at Whole Foods. So it's a kids' educational nutrition program. And then at the end of the month, uh-huh, of course, we have Chefs by the Bay. So the fabulous gourmet tasting gala. So this year, Chefs by the Bay, which, by the way, has been voted as What's Up Annapolis, the best charity,
right,
volunteer fundraiser party. It's great fun. So this year, Chefs by the Bay is going to be at the Westin Annapolis, which is the beautiful new Westin at, mm-hmm, Westgate Circle. It's on Sunday, March 30th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you will be treated to, you buy a ticket, which you can get on our website at jlannapolis.org. And you're treated to gourmet tastings, a gourmet dish from so many different restaurants.
Well, this is really great. And so with beginning the month of March with March 8th at Whole Foods with Kids in the Kitchen and ending March on the 30th with Chefs by the Bay, sounds like there's great times coming up. People can learn all about you. And give us your contact information at the Junior League.
Sure. Well, you can look at our Junior League Annapolis is www.jlannapolis.org. And the phone number is 410-224-8984. And you should come because there's great live and auction items, silent auction items. You know, there's Masters, tickets to the Masters golf tournament, and all kinds of fabulous, you know, Disney World packages and Hyatt Mexico and NASCAR racing package, all kinds of things you can bid on.
So that's really great fun for an evening while you support all of the worthwhile projects that the Junior League is involved in and learn more about becoming a member of the Junior League at the same time. Michelle Fauntleroy, it's so good to see you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Faye.
You're welcome. And we'll learn more about the Junior League and some of the other 290 organizations that the Volunteer Center works with. And you can get information yourself by calling us at the Volunteer Center, 410-897-9207, about any of these great programs. And this is Faye Morrow on Volunteer Voice on your hometown station, 1430 WNAV.